Welcome to the Everesting Podcast, built by Quarry. In this episode, I'm going to just give you a little bit of a recap episode on the Full Gas Haut Route V-Everesting that took place. There was a mass participation, very, very cool event to see happen and get pulled off. That's extremely cool. And I also want to talk to you a little bit about quarter Everestings, because what a very interesting and fun development that has been in conjunction with that mass Everesting that happened. So very cool to see a whole bunch of that activity going up in the Hall of Fame. So this is a bit of an interlude episode. It's just me. I am lining up some great interviews with some very cool guests. Everybody, thank you for tuning in as always and supporting the show. And if you're able to give us a positive rating or review wherever you find it, that is greatly appreciated. Lastly, the podcast is brought to you by the State Bicycle Company, who you can visit at statebicycle.com. They have an offer for you out in the market right now. You can use code AUDIO23, so the number's 23, AUDIO23, and that'll give you 23% off your order with State. They also have a carbon fiber frame that they've just developed and released. Totally worth checking out. Very cool stuff from State, as always. Or give them a follow on social media. That's the best way to find out what they're up to. Thank you again for tuning in. We'll try and be back next week with a guest episode. And this one is going to give you a little bit of insight as to how that mass Everesting with Full Gas and Haut Route happened, and some of the results of it. And we're going to hear a little bit about some thoughts on quarter Everestings. Thanks again. In this episode of the podcast, we are going to break down the mass Everesting that happened last month in February on the Full Gas platform. So that's F-U-L-G-A-Z, if you're unfamiliar with who they are or you weren't participating in this mass Everesting. They're very, very cool application, visually stunning, really, really neat platform. And they collaborated with Everesting, so Andy Van Bergen and his team at Everesting, and Haut Route, who are a famous organization for putting together, I think they're considered the standard bearer, really, I think it's fair to say, for amateur road cycling races all over Europe. And they put together this amazing, amazing platform for Everesters or aspiring Everesters. And then at the end of the episode, we're going to talk about something that was tied into this event, which is quarter Everestings, which is something that I've been totally in favor of the Everesting team putting together. I think it really lends itself to inclusivity and allowing people to stretch their limits who may have a different set of limits based on a number of circumstances. So I think that it does what half Everesting does for even more people. But back to the mass Everesting. So here's some stats. Some of this is really, really cool and inspiring, especially when you compare this to some of the episodes that I've recorded with Andy, and he talks about some of the numbers that came in when Everesting was first founded, like how many people were doing it, and what he thought would be some of the outer reaches of what this thing could ever do for volume and how many participants could be in it, and how humble now by comparison some of those numbers sound compared to what people are currently doing. So, I mean, remember, Everesting started with really just a small handful of people that Andy knew personally. This particular event, which was February 17 through 19, attracted over 400 riders from really all over the world. And they lined up to compete in this world first event. And it also, they did send out a Full Gas, a very thoughtful communication, recognizing that a lot of people did have some technical difficulties with the ride. So, you know, it was free. I definitely appreciate them taking that on the chin and admitting it. And they are definitely working on smoothing that stuff out and having another go at this. So it was very successful, but they think that they can do even better and give people an even better experience. And I hope that everybody listening who might have had some of those glitches, hopefully you persevered and were able to get a great result that day and still have a really good accomplishment. But we hope that it's used as a springboard for something even bigger and better. So a huge shout out also to the 58 riders. That's the number they put down for people who managed to complete a full virtual Everesting, which is pretty incredible. So together they had riders complete 22,500 kilometers, climbed over a collective 1.5 million meters, 1.5 million meters, that is a lot, and spent over 2,200 hours on indoor setups, 2,200 hours of trainer time between February 17 to 19. That's pretty crazy. The finisher snapshot, full Everestings. As I said, 58 riders managed to climb the full height of Everest during the event. Many of these finishers tackled these rides consecutively without sleep. Massive kudos is what they put in their email. Totally agree there. Incredible. I've still yet to do a virtual Everesting. It is definitely on my mental checklist, but I have to admit that I have not had the time and resolve to carve out that amount of time. A base camp, 131 riders made it to base camp, so 4,428 meters. And then quarter Everestings. This to me is really, really cool. 234 riders made it a quarter of the way up Everest. A great achievement, climbing two of most feared climbs in France. So that's how it was set up in order to hit your 2,212 meters. But 243 people did it, which is really, really cool. It also, I would say, not everybody has submitted their ride to Everesting yet. So people who did complete it, absolutely amazing, way to go. Finishing patches, the roundels are being sent out, provided that you provided an address when you registered. A couple of notable podium results. Top men's result was Peter Obwaller of Austria with a ride time of 6 hours, 57 minutes and 22 seconds. That is a smoking time. If you listen to this podcast, you know that is an awful, awful fast time to complete 88.48, even if you're not going downhill. Top women's time was J Sharp. So just the letter J Sharp from New Zealand with a ride time of 10 hours, 3 minutes, 34 seconds. Also a pretty blistering time. The Hall of Fame. So the Everesting crew, Andy's helpers are banging through reconciling all of these events and getting them into the Hall of Fame. So if you haven't seen your ride up there yet, it's because you're dealing with literally hundreds of them. So the last thing to point out from Full Gas's recap that they released is that they are planning a Make Good challenge. That's for anybody that wants to ride it, and certainly anybody that had any technical difficulty. So I'll just let you know what they've said here in case you have not seen this recap. We will be releasing details of a Make Good challenge for those who did experience technical difficulties and still want to complete the challenge they set for themselves. We have some big announcements coming out next week for Full Gas. After that, we'll be sharing plans for an Always On V Everest challenge, which you can tackle at any time that suits you. More on that soon. I will definitely be raising my hand for that information. I'm super excited to hear about that because now we have virtual Everesters have a really, really cool option as an alternative to Zwift. I am a Zwifter, but to not have to do the descents, I think is great. Although anecdotally, I did hear a lot of people who have done both say that having those descent breaks built in, because if you're doing it like on OptiZwift, you can descend the entire way without even being on your bike. Your avatar will just continue to descend because it never pitches back up at any point. And you've got a 10 to 11 sort of minute break in there, which obviously psychologically is a different thing than just having the 88.48 to do in one steady shot. So psychologically interesting difference there, but I think it's a really, really exciting option for Full Gas users to be able to do that. So the last thing that I want to chat about a little bit is this quarter Everesting. This is something that I completely agree with Andy on that can really help grow the Everesting community. And that's not the only purpose of Everesting, is to get more people into the Hall of Fame, but it's an amazing community. And without exaggeration, in some cases, it's been a life-changing community for people and for guests of this podcast. We've heard it over and over, the impact that this has had on people, the people around it, and the challenge itself. And I think that introducing it at a level that is more accessible to people who are ultimately having an equally large challenge by trying to climb 2,212 meters in a single ride, which is a massive amount of elevation in a single bike ride, period. So 234 people completed it virtually. But now if you look in the Hall of Fame, you can also see that there are outdoor submissions for quarter Everestings happening, which is exactly what I had hoped would happen and is happening. So I think that I am going to try and put a whole bunch of those up in the Hall of Fame this year, because that's what fits into my schedule in a much more reasonable way. It's something I could do pretty much every weekend if I wanted to. And it opens up a wide variety of hill choices, which I've talked about on the podcast before. Suddenly, hills that are between 3.5 to 6% could potentially be done if you're willing to ride a few hundred K. Or you could do a steep hill really, really quick. And it's still an awesome training ride. And there's something about having that number to hit rather than just going and doing 1800 or 1700 or 2000 or whatever. Having a box to check, having a file to submit, and going and doing that and having it be a matter of public record and in the Hall of Fame, I think does change it. And I think it becomes really exciting that way. Anybody who's listening who has ever done a full run Everesting, reach out to me if you'd love to be on the podcast. We've never had a full run Everester on the pod, and I would love to do so. So if you hear this, please reach out. It's podcast@everesting.com. That'll come right to me. Love to hear it and love to host one of you amazing runners on the podcast. If you've done both, I'd love to hear that too. That being said, I do believe, and Andy alluded to this a little bit the last time I had him on the podcast, was that a quarter Everesting might open up the possibility of me taking on this challenge in some respect with running shoes on rather than cycling shoes. I am a part-time runner, very dedicated cyclist, far less committed to a running routine, but try and keep it up because it's an amazing means of cross-training if you're traveling or whatever. I have done some pretty committed distance running in my past, but that's quite a ways ago since I've run a marathon. But 22:12, I think there's some hills around me that would be a really, really long run, almost certainly an ultra distance, so over a marathon distance. But I feel like I can kind of get my head around that in certainly in a way that I cannot get my head around doing a full Everesting on foot. So I think that the quarter Everesting maybe this is going to inspire some of you hardcore cyclists to maybe look at some hills and think about running and getting out on the dirt. It certainly has for me. So that's what I wanted to talk about in this episode. A massive kudos to the 400 plus people all over the globe that participated in the full gas Everesting. Really cool of you to do that. Kudos. Quarter Everesters, get out there, get your submissions into the Hall of Fame. And if you, again, one more time, if you're a run Everester, or if you've done a run and a ride Everesting, love to hear from you. So it's podcast or anything else that you've heard on the podcast that you'd like to chat about or let me know about. It's podcast@everesting.com. Thank you everybody for tuning in, and we'll be back as soon as we can with a guest episode.